Locals from two villages in Punjab have recently pointed out an example of reincarnation, which has been long-standing bone of contention between the men of religion and men of science.
Truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Aluna Maina had been an obscure village in Ludhiana district of Punjab state till six-year-old Taranjeet Singh and his stories appeared as headlines of every local daily. Taranjeet has raised claims that he does not belong to the family he was born in, not even this village, and that he died 10 years ago only to be born again. Some dismiss them as outrageous fantasies of a child, but evidence supports his claims.
क्या नाम है आपका?
अनिल.
और पहले क्या नाम था?
12.
उम्र क्या थी तब?
18.
Corroborating Taranjeet's story are newspaper reports about death of a Satnam Singh in September 1992. On visiting Chakchilla village in Jalandhar district, Taranjeet's story is proved true. Satnam's family still living there relates Satnam's death in an accident on his way back from school, entirely in corroboration with the episode narrated by six-year-old Taranjeet, supposedly the new incarnation. The young lad is surprisingly familiar with even the minutest details.
ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੇ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇਦਾਰੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਂ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਫਲਾਨੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਸੀ ਫਲਾਨਾ ਮਾਮਾ ਫਲਾਨਾ ਆ ਸੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਂ ਜੋ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਖੋਇਓ ਨਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕੁਛ ਵੱਡਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਉਹ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਆ ਜਾ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਬਦੋ ਬਦਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਿਆਹ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਆਇਆ ਰੋਂਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਲਗਾਇਆ ਹਿੱਟ ਮਿਲਣੀ ਤੇ ਚਲੇ ਗਿਆ ਮਗਰ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ ਪਾਪਾ
How does one explain it? Coincidence or the supernatural? Both families have accepted it as a case of reincarnation, a belief that the soul comes to earth again and again to re-experience physical life.
ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਭਰਾ ਕੇ ਬੋਲੋ ਉਦੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੰਨੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ ਗੱਲ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਫਿਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਭੈਣ ਦਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਸੀ ਸੈਟਰ ਦਾ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਫੋਟੋ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੋਟੋ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਫੋਟੋ ਆਹ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਵਿਆਹ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਅਤੇ ਆਹ ਭੈਣ ਆ
Belief in the phenomenon of reincarnation derives itself from ancient Hindu scriptures. The soul is indestructible and eternal. It neither slays nor can it be slain. It is never born, never dies, and after coming into existence, never ceases to be. At the time of death, the soul does not die. It just leaves the body and then enters into a new one. Weapons cannot pierce it. Fire cannot burn it. Water cannot moisten it. And wind cannot dry it. It is unpierceable, incombustible, all-pervading, stable and immobile. It is invisible, incognizable and immutable, says the Bhagavad Gita. While most religious believe in reincarnation in one way or the other, science is more than skeptical. The phenomena has undergone some serious scientific investigation. Though techniques of hypnosis and life regression with little conclusive proof this way or that. In Taranjeet's case, forensic experts have been examining the peculiarities of his handwriting, which they claim has the same features as that of Satnam. Vikram Chauhan, a forensic science expert, claims that the handwriting of no two people is entirely the same, but that of Taranjeet and Satnam is.
Which is open at the top. And similarly, the letter S, which is broader at the top, you can see here, and the which is the smaller curve at the bottom, it is present in both these writings.
It's very interesting that science people will not believe that rebirth is there. But since the handwriting is a science, and I am a forensic expert, and on the basis of this, I have confirmed, and I am of the opinion that since the handwriting of Taranjeet Singh and Satnam Singh is same, I can say definitely that they are the handwritings are of one and the same person, and the departed soul, which is of Satnam Singh, has been transferred into the Taranjeet Singh.
It's quite a unique existence Taranjeet lives today. How long memories of his past life will persist is anybody's guess. What you create in one lifetime will be part of a subsequent lifetime, says the text. How does science justify it?